4. Papa's name, Uzo, meant door or the way. It was a solid kind of name, strong-like and self-reliant, unlike mine, Ijoma, which was just a wish. Safe journey, or Mama's, Adora, which was just saying that she was the daughter of all, daughter of the community, which was really what all daughters were when you thought about it. Uzo. It was the kind of name I'd have liked to fold up and hold in the palm of my hand, if names could be folded and held that way. So that if I were ever lost, all I'd have to do would be to open up my palm and allow the name, like a torchlight, to show me the way. In the weeks following Papa's death, it seemed that we had lost our way, Mama and I. It seemed as if we could no longer tell up from down, left from right. But no matter how turned around we were, we at least knew enough to continue running into the bunker as soon as we heard the sound of the bomber engines. And no matter how turned around our lives had become, Mama knew enough to make sure to give Papa a proper send-off so that he would be able to take his place among his ancestors. There was an extensive wake-keeping, people coming in steady streams to give their condolences. This continued for over a week, with Papa laid out in the parlor on a four-poster bed, borrowed for the occasion from one of our church members. Mama, dressed in white, sat on a chair by his side, surrounded by a troop of female parishioners. She wept and wailed for her dead husband, while the women around her sang their funereal songs in chorus, like an accompaniment to her wails. After Papa had been taken away and buried in the far corner of our backyard, there was the day-long Ikwazu ceremony. Trays of kola nuts and jerry cans of palm wine, prayers and libations, village elders invoking the spirits of Papa's ancestors, asking them to guide him into the world of the deceased.